Welcome, everybody, to Big Ten Daily, your newest show on the Gruley 2 Sports Network. I'm your host for the show, Mike Goodpaster. And every day, usually in the morning, we're a little later today, and we are recorded today, so if you make any comments, I really can't respond. But starting tomorrow morning, we will be live at 10 o'clock every day to break down all the Big Ten action coming up that night. We'll give you the best bets you can make at BetMGM, our top-rated sports book. For betting on Big Ten college basketball, you can click on the link in the description down below if you're watching on YouTube. And we will also go through any Big Ten news of the day. We'll recap the previous night's games. And basically, we're just going to have a little bit of fun here. We've got 1 month till everybody's going to have a bracket in their office pool. You're going to have to know who to pick. You got to know who's there. Today, we are going to preview both games tonight. We've got Iowa traveling to Michigan State to take on the Spartans. We've got the Maryland Terrapins going to Wisconsin to take on the struggling Badgers. And this should be two interesting games. We'll give you our preview for those games. And then also, after the previews to the games, we will talk about the Big Ten, who's going to win the Big Ten championship. And there's a team out there that controls this destiny that's not named Purdue, which may surprise a lot of people. And that's the Illinois Fighting Illini. We'll discuss that. And we'll also look at the Big Ten NCAA tournament projections as of today. We'll check out the net rankings and see where everybody stands. All right, guys, we're going to start off with tonight, the Maryland Terrapins against the Wisconsin Badgers. And what is a big game for Wisconsin? Because Wisconsin is a team, and we'll talk about it a little bit, firmly in the NCAA tournament right now. But they played really poorly as of late. And when you look at Wisconsin, 3 weeks ago, they looked locked into the discussion for a number one or two seed in the NCAA tournament. But since then, things have kind of fell off the rails, and now the Badgers are projecting out as a four or a five seed. So what happened to the Badgers? Well, what happened is they lost five of the last six contests, including games against Michigan, Rutgers, and Iowa, three teams that they should not lose to, whether it's home or away. Wisconsin's offense has fallen off the face of the earth since January 27th, ranking 121st in offensive efficiency during that span. Now, Wisconsin's offense did carry it to a 16-4 record, but it's now been the reason for losing five of six games. Can we call Wisconsin's offense from earlier in the season a fluke? Or is what's happening right now a fluke and they're going to snap out of it? They need to snap out of it tonight. It's a very winnable game, as you can see from the 6.5-point spread. When we look at Maryland, thankfully for Wisconsin fans, Maryland is one of the worst shooting teams in the country. So even if Wisconsin doesn't shoot the ball well, they've got a shot tonight. It's been the case all season for Maryland. It's not a fluke. They're a poor shooting team. They shoot only 25% from three, which ranks 346 nationally. It's hard to make the NCAA tournament when you can't shoot at all. Now, despite, I know Mississippi State did it last year, but we also know they didn't last too long in the tournament. Now, the Terps have three scoring options. They get Jameer Young, who's averaging over 20 a game. They get Julian Reese, averaging 14. Dante Scott, averaging 11. That trio alone accounts for 80% of this team's offensive output. Young, in particular, is incredible. He has the ability to take over a game, and he's got dominant scoring prowess. And we've seen him totally shift games in Maryland's direction multiple times this season. The bad part, Young can score 40 and Maryland could still fall short of 80 points because he doesn't have a lot of help. You know, you've got secondary options like Deshaun Harris-Smith, Jordan Geronimo, who is a game-time decision tonight. He's been hurt. You've got Long, but those guys do next to nothing on the offensive end. If you're an Indiana fan, you're not surprised by Geronimo's struggles. So would we bet this game? I think it's safe to say Wisconsin should win the game. But the way both teams have been kind of uneven, especially Wisconsin, I find it hard to just give the 6.5 points. The way I'm going here is I'm going to go bet the over. Because to me, when you look at these two teams, even though Wisconsin has struggled on the offensive end, they're not a very good defensive team either. In Maryland, decent defense, horrible offense. But I think this game, with the way the point total is set at 130, I think this game is going to fall in a 70-65 final, 74-69. So I think the best bet for this game is definitely the over. But I do, if I had to bet this game, I would favor Wisconsin. I'd probably give the points. But I think there's much more value, and it makes more sense to just bet the over here. Now we're going to transition to Sparty. The Michigan State Spartans, who look firmly in the tournament right now, I think they're sitting at like 20 or 21 on net rankings. They're in good shape. Iowa is a team down in the 60s. That's not a good thing to be right now, especially the way Iowa has struggled off and on defensively this season. Now, Iowa is a very good offensive team. They can shoot the ball. They can score points. Now, the catalyst for offense to me is Peyton Stanford, and he is a guy that can take a game over. But winning on the road has been a challenge for Iowa this season. They're just 3-6 against the spread this season and 2-7 straight up on the road. It won't get any easier. Michigan State is a team that is 11-4 against the number at home. Fran McCaffrey's offense needs to be firing on all cylinders to win against a very stingy Michigan State defense. Iowa runs a smart motion offense that utilizes off-ball cuts as well as any team in the country. The Hawkeyes as a team own a high assist rate and prefer to beat opponents with the pass as opposed to the dribble. But transition is where Iowa does its most damage. The fastest team in the Big Ten is Iowa. They thrive on running. They rank 20th nationally in transition frequency and 7th in transition points per game or per possession. Now, the only problem with that is, you know, Michigan State, preseason top 5 team. They struggled at the start of the year. They started the year 9-7, but slowly they've gotten better. They've won 8 of their last 10. They've covered 5 of its last 6 on the point spreads. The Spartans are dangerous at home. They haven't dropped a contest at the Breslin Center since December the 5th. Now, despite its tempo ranks, Michigan State utilizes transition well and is an opportunistic running team. And remember, Iowa is not very good defensively. The Spartans rank 15th nationally in points per possession in transition. Now, overall, the Spartan attack is a balanced one that can beat opponents in multiple ways. You got Tyson Walker. You've got A.J. Hoggard. They're both aces off ball screens and can easily create their own shots. They also could get drive and kick out opportunities into the low post. And the thing about this Michigan State team is Michigan State very rarely turns the ball over. So I don't think Iowa's going to get a ton of transition shots. But if they do, Michigan State's transition defense is as good, probably better than anybody's in the Big Ten. The point spread here is worrisome because it's 9.5 points. A double-digit spread is massive for a power conference game. But I think with this one, this is a game that's going to have a high possession count. Michigan State doesn't mind running and likely won't look to slow this game down. They're going to play at the pace Iowa wants to play. But Sparty's transition defense numbers are too good to ignore in this. If Iowa can't get easy buckets in the open floor, that scoring will become a challenge. If Izzo shuts the water off to Iowa's transition game, this game will get out of hand in a hurry. Now, it's worth noting that Michigan State has beaten conference opponents by double digits multiple times this season. The Spartans took down Michigan twice by 10 and 19, beat Penn State by 31, Rutgers by 18, and Minnesota by 10. Iowa's defense will be the worst Michigan State has faced since they played Stony Brook at the end of December. There's an avenue for a blowout here. I think Michigan State covers this 9.5 points. I think this is a game that'll be a double-digit lead by halftime. I think Michigan State is the better coach team. Fran McCaffrey, great offensive coach, horrible defensive coach. And this Iowa team is good offensively, but they're not as good as they were over the last few years. This is a team that can be had. And if you play a team like Michigan State that doesn't turn the ball over a lot, they're not going to give you a lot of transition points. I don't know that Iowa could really have a big night offensively. I think this game, a final score, is probably something like 79-65, 84-68, somewhere in that area. I'm going to take Michigan State all day long. All right, when we look at the Big Ten Championship, the regular season conference championship, this is something that since the season has started, I think most people just assumed Purdue would win. And Purdue has a 1.5 game lead right now. But with their loss at Ohio State, number one, it shows you, even if you're the better team, even if you're a lot better team, even if that other team just lost their head coach or fired their head coach, winning on the road in a major conference like the Big Ten is very difficult. So now what we've got is, even though Illinois is only a game and a half out, if Illinois wins out the rest of this season, Illinois wins the Big Ten regular season championship. And with Purdue, we've seen quick teams, good guard play, guys that go after you, guys that play hard. Ohio State played hard. You know, they lost Chris Holtmann. I kind of thought that that was a bad idea to fire Holtmann because he had like four or five great years compared to one or two bad years. But when you watched how hard this team played, especially Jameson Battle, compared to what they played like last week when they lost to Wisconsin, I mean, it's hard to think that maybe Chris Holtmann there was not an issue. So can Illinois win out? It's going to be damn near impossible. You've got a lot of road games. But they do have Terrence Shannon Jr. He's back. He is slowly getting better and better as he's been back. And the other thing about this, they've got Shannon, and Purdue is going to have to come to Illinois before this season is over. So, yes, it is very possible that Illinois could win the Big Ten regular season conference championship. I still am going to side probably with Purdue. Maybe Purdue loses another game, but I think Illinois probably drops another game. Hard to win on the road in the Big Ten. But right now, whoever's going to win, who is going to win the Big Ten championship is up for discussion big time. And really, if you're a Purdue fan, if you've watched, all three of their losses were on the road. They've got to play Illinois on the road. But this team still struggles with quick, aggressive teams. And a quick, aggressive team that can kick the ball in, kick it out, hit the three, is their kryptonite. And the problem is, there's a lot of those teams. And as we've seen over the last 3 years, there's a lot of mid-major teams that are seeding at double digits that have that. So if I'm a Purdue fan, I'm worried about whether this is the year I get it done or not. Because just from watching basketball over the weekend, the UConn Huskies look like the best team in the nation to me. The way they dominated a really good Marquette team would really worry me going forward. But of course, there's a lot of landmines in March. Anything can happen. And a lot of this is going to come down to just who Purdue matches up with, what teams they may not match up with good to get upset before they even get to Purdue. But right now, Illinois is a definite possibility to win the Big Ten championship. Now, what do we have when we look at Big Ten teams in the NCAA tournament? If we go by net rankings, we go by what everybody has shown us, everything that's going on right now, the thing that stands out to me is you've got Illinois is in, Purdue is in. Right now, Purdue's a one seed, projected to be a one seed. Illinois is probably going to project out a three seed. But if they win the Big Ten Conference Championship in a regular season and make it to the championship game or win the Big Ten Conference Championship Tournament, there's a case to be made Illinois could be a number one seed. Now, like I said, I don't think that's going to happen, but I do think that it is possible. Now, when we get past those top two teams, we've got Wisconsin, who is sliding. They've had five losses in his past six games. The game tonight for them is huge against the Maryland Terrapins. And their seeding has dropped from being like a 2-3-4 weeks ago to right now a 4 or a 5 seed. They've got to stop this losing streak. I think they're going to be safely in unless the bottom completely drops out. But you don't want to get down where you're seeded 8 and you got to play in the second round against the number one seed. Michigan State surging, 8 wins in their last 10 games. But the Spartans' lackluster start to the season, which was 9-7, may limit how high they can rise in this. I think Michigan State right now looks like a 6-8 seed. And Northwestern and Nebraska are both still sitting in the field, but they're both double-digit seeds. And my two of the three places I looked at with the last four in the tournament, Nebraska shows up there for like every one of them. So Northwestern and Nebraska are going to have to stack wins here if they're going to have a shot at getting into the NCAA tournament. Because last four in right now, and the main one I look at, which is Linares, is Texas A&M, Nebraska, Gonzaga, Providence. First four out, Seton Hall, Butler, Pitt, Colorado. They've got Purdue as the third number one seed. They've got UConn as the overall number one. Houston is the overall number two. Purdue is the overall number three. Arizona as the overall number four. So when we look at that, we do have a number one seed here with Purdue. Purdue played a really tough non-conference schedule, which helps them also. So did Illinois. So did Michigan State. And then we look at teams that could possibly slip in, backdoor this, if they play really well at the end of the season. Right now, to me, that's just Minnesota. Minnesota has a shot if they can continue to win games. Right now, their problem is their net ranking is right around number 70, which is way too low. They played a really weak non-conference schedule. you got a bunch of other teams that sit like on that 14-12 line, Rutgers, Indiana, Iowa. Those teams, I think, are dead in the water. Yes, they could make a run, win out, go a couple games deep into the Big Ten tournament and find themselves possibly on the bubble with a shot to get in the tournament. But from watching Iowa, Indiana, and Rutgers, there is nothing that tells me any of those three could go on a consistent run to be able to win enough games and even a consistent run in the NCAA tournament. Number one, Indiana doesn't have to guard play, I don't think, to make a consistent run in the Big Ten Conference tournament. Rutgers, I don't think offensively is consistent enough to make a run to the Big Ten tournament. And the Iowa Hawkeyes, defensively, they're not going to be able to get it done. So I think what we see is the team in right now, Nebraska, Northwestern, are borderline. I think the other four are good to go. So you could have up to six teams. I think it's also possible you could see a Nebraska or a Northwestern hit a rough spot here, lose some games, Minnesota wins some games, maybe Minnesota takes the spot. But I think overall, best case scenario for the Big Ten, seven teams in the Big Ten or in the NCAA tournament. I think what we're probably going to see is we're going to see Northwestern or Nebraska, one of those two will be the fifth. Outside shot that we get last four in, they'll be playing in Dayton with whichever one doesn't make it. But right now, we're looking at 5 to 7 teams. I would say you're probably going to hit 5 or 6 before this is done. But Ben Johnson's done an outstanding job at Minnesota. I mean, he lost his point guard last year. He lost Jamison Battle last year to Ohio State. And yet they're 16-9 right now. So that's a team that was predicted like 12th or 13th in the Big Ten. And all of a sudden, we find them middle of the pack, starting to mount a little bit of a run. And if they wouldn't have lost that game to Wisconsin, I think they lost to Wisconsin a couple weeks ago at home by a point or two. If they would have won that game, I think they might be one of those first four out, or they'd at least be more in the conversation now. All right, guys, remember, we will be live tomorrow. I know Indiana plays Nebraska tomorrow night. There's a couple other games there we'll look at. If there's any other Big Ten news, we'll check that out. We will be live tomorrow with Big Ten Daily at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. We'll give you the best predictions for those games. We'll break those games down, give you who we think is going to win. And like I said, if there's any breaking Big Ten news, we'll look at that. At some point, we would have a show about whether Juwan Howard will get fired or not, but I think that's already been decided, so we'll leave that alone for now. All right, guys, if you're going to follow me or you want to follow me, make sure you go to at Grueling Truth on X, formerly known as Twitter, and make sure you check out the Got Woodson Facebook page if you're an Indiana fan. Always some great content there. BetMGM if you're going to bet on the games. Great, great pay. I mean, 24 hours, I had my money this last weekend. I had a very good weekend. I think I hit like 8 out of 11 games over the last 7 days. Haven't bet anything yet tonight, but I really think the bet I like tonight, I think I really like Maryland versus Wisconsin and over the 130. And I think I'm going to go ahead and bet Michigan State, give the 9.5 points. I usually don't do that, but I think Iowa is a bad defensive team. I think they're really going to struggle tonight, guys. All right. We're going to go ahead. We're going to wrap the show up. We'll be back every day at 10 o'clock a.m. to give you all the daily Big Ten news. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.